You're listening to Main Theme from Project Hospital, released October 30th, 2018, composed by Matus Siroki.
What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and joining me on the show today, it is Nurse Bedroth, or Dr. Bedroth, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, let's go with Nurse. My brother's the doctor.
Okay. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. It is good to be back. I am not really a nurse, just so I can avoid any liability out there.
Sure, yeah. No but, medical questions directed this way, please.
But I am an expert in one field, and that is the field of video game music. So,
okay.
So, I guess I'm in the right place.
All right. Throwing it down. Calling yourself the expert.
Throwing it down. No one else is the expert. That's right.
Yeah, no one else.
I didn't say the expert. I said an expert.
Okay. Fair. real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on and drop us a quick rating and a review. It really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPG era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, JexX and Zanku. Questions?
Thanks, guys.
Nope, not questions. Why did I say questions? Oh, because I'm so used to training classes and asking people if they have questions. No, let's go with comments. Do we have comments. New comments? Think we do. So the last time you and I sat down to record would have been last Wednesday, I think, is when we recorded the Mario episode. So yes, we've had some things come in through Discord since Wednesday. I don't know. Oh, okay. This must have been on the Hell and Demons episode. So Zanku said, great episode as always, guys. That Yoke and Hipple track was killer. The track from Lisa the Painful was pretty awesome too. Yeah, they both were.
Yep.
Jeff also said, loving the Hell episode so far. Happy to say I had a nice open stretch of highway through the tracks from Hell as Other Demons and Dicey Dungeons. Greatly improved my commute. And then
he lectured on Abraham almost murdering Isaac.
I was going to say, I'm assuming that was what he taught in school that day.
Yep, yep. He teaches religious studies classes.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Zanku also said, oh man, that Wonder Effect Shadow Mario track. So this would have been for the Super Mario Bros. Wonder Mario episode. Wonder. Yeah. Made me think about my younger days when I spent my weekends going to raves and candy flipping, a.k.a. taking ecstasy and LSD together. Hell yeah. Sounds like a good time.
Oh man.
Invite me next
hopefully
time.
Hopefully not while he was driving the truck.
Ooh, that just makes it like a video game then. You get points for things you hit.
I would not be surprised if that was already a video game. So.
It probably is. Melissa, talking about the Hell and Demons episode, said those Dicey Dungeons and Lisa the Painful tracks from the Hell and Dungeons episode, or it was Hell and Demons actually, or Fire.
Hell and Dungeons.
Actually, I'm loving all those tracks you guys picked, spoiling us. Yeah, we did do a Dungeons episode, so I can see the way the confusion.
Did, yeah. Good job, Melissa. But yeah, that man, that Lisa the Painful track was popular. That was so
sure
fun
was.
Though, too.
Yeah.
Very memorable track.
Kyle had a lot of comments.
He did. He listened to the Hell and Demons for his spooky gym playlist on
he went
Halloween.
To the gym on Halloween and decided to listen to Hell and Demons. He said, your comment of the Western expression of hell being a mixture of Greco-Roman lore and biblical inspiration is spot on. He said, add in some creative liberties and you get Dante Alighieri, who basically invented the hell that dominated popular Western religious art for half a millennium. And then he said he's often thought the same about Darren Korb, which I think is a question you actually asked her in that episode. Said, I know he's an in-house composer for Supergiant and is employed by them, not contracted, but what is he doing in between games? Are they paying him full time? It's like he actually voiced Zagreus, Skelly, and Orpheus in the game. And he said, I believe he's another character's singing voice as well. And there's a scene where the character sings a short song to Zagreus, who responds something along the lines of, wow, you've got a really good singing voice. He knows
That's
a lot about Hades. He knows a lot about Darren Korb, just in general.
He does, man. He's a total Darren Korb stan.
Yeah, no, for sure. You left a comment.
With good reason.
Great Radio Hour picks. Some, you know, give you a shout out, I guess.
Yeah. We did have some really good Radio Hour picks for those the N64.
We did.
And that was a fun episode, man. I think it went well.
If we go to Spotify, we did have more comments there as well. Actually, quite a bit more. So we go all the way back to the Spotlight episode we did on Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, wow.
Which was about 5 months ago or so. Kevin Awatt left a comment 9 days ago and said, I love it. So thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Hey, what? I wonder if he's British.
I don't know.
Thanks, Kevin.
There were others. Let me find them. So luckily, the interface of Anchor and Spotify puts a little mark on episodes that have new comments. Okay, Spotlight episode on Gravity Circuit we had a new comment on.
Oh, nice.
This was left by ERC. Nope, that's a K. ERK underscore A. And they said,
I'm going to say Urka.
Urka, sure. It was good. Gravity Circuit has a banging soundtrack. It definitely does.
Yeah, thanks for the comment. Obviously, we very much agree.
Yeah, very much so. Then we look at the Dungeon of Doom episode. And Clark, coming through as always, says, great episode as always. Great way to get people into the Halloween spirit. And then Hell and Demons. I'm guessing this is Clark as well. Yep, sure is. He said, hell yeah, this was a great episode. Would you both like to be a co-host on my special three-part podcast called Trilogy Mania? I think that works. I don't know. Trilogy Mania.
Well, you got the G Mania.
Yeah.
You don't have the first syllable rhyming with B, but, you know, I think I'll allow it. Allow it.
Okay. All right.
We're reaching at this point anyway. I mean, we could always go back to like, you know, the 2000s era cell phones and start a podcast called 3G Mania.
Ooh, true. See, that works. That works real good.
Off
yeah.
the cuff. Ooh.
That works real good.
Thanks, Clark.
3G Mania.
You inspired me. So we don't have to worry about all the poison airwaves.
That's true. That's true. That was all the new comments we've had since we last done comments.
Yeah, well, that was a lot. Thanks, guys. Keep them coming. We like hearing them, even if it's just saying, hey, I like the episode.
Yeah, no, I'll shout those out too. Why not? So this week, like I said, we have a little bit of a carryover from the Halloween season because we only got to do three spooky centered episodes because of the way the weeks fell in October. We decided to do a, you know, like a bonus one in the month of November. But a lot of haunted houses do that as well, right? Like most haunted houses are open the Friday and Saturday after Halloween, especially when Halloween falls in the middle of the week, like it did this year. I know the one I used to work at is open this Friday and Saturday, so why not have another spooky episode? And I guess this one isn't even full spooky because we're focusing on hospitals. And I left it up, you know, to choice because we could take this in so many different directions. But I did tell you specifically that I was going to focus on spooky hospitals or spooky sounding tracks featuring games that have hospitals like from that area. And I did that largely. Six of my seven picks. I'll close out with something different, but my tracks in the middle, like for the main parts of the show, are all horror centric or spooky.
Yeah. And I think because you were going that direction, I actually, at first, I was going for the more of the spookier vibe. But then as I listened to more songs, and I found more things I really
The spooky hospital tracks, a lot of them are very ambient, like the ones that do exist for some of the more popular games. And most of the hospital tracks that are out there, you know, they have a very specific sound and it's not spooky.
Yeah. It was the more I listened to other things, the more I was like, well, this is a pretty good track. You know what? I'm just gonna bring what I want to bring, like usual. And a couple of my tracks I think definitely do fit a Halloween theme, but a lot of them are just, you know, just hospitally. That none as much as that first one though. That opening track is the most hospitally of my tracks.
Yeah, that was your first submission of the show. We came in with that. Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, talking about the main theme from Project Hospital, which I don't know anything about. I'm assuming it's like a mobile game or maybe a Switch indie.
I think it's on Steam. Yeah, it's definitely on Steam.
Okay, Steam game. So, I mean, it seems like kind of a simulator, maybe like, I think I remember looking into this a little bit, maybe like a hospital builder and then manager type of game.
Yeah,
but
you design your own hospital, very similar to Two Point Hospital. It's one of those types of games, but does give you quite a bit of things that you are also in control of outside of just building the hospital. The 2 Point Hospital and Project Hospital came out very close to one another, actually. It's kind of weird.
Huh. It's funny how things like that happen. Got like a Dante's Inferno and Volcano kind of thing going on. But you get Deep Impact and Armageddon. But yeah, when I heard this though, I immediately knew I was going to have to bring it as the opener.
This is dope, dude. I had not heard this before.
So perfectly.
Yeah, super cool. Yeah, I love how they incorporate the like hospital sounds, right? Like the typical things that you would hear, like the ambulance going off or the heart monitors beeping or just like clanks
and
in
even
the background.
The
heartbeat. Yeah, things like that. Yeah, the actual heartbeat itself and not just the monitor. Utilizing all that synchronized to the beat is super dope.
Yep. Yeah, it was really cool. The composer, Matus Siroki or something like that. Not really sure how to pronounce that. Not finding a whole lot of stuff for him. Seems to be a Slavic composer.
I found some stuff for him on one website when I was, you know, pulling the info for your tracks. He's also the composer behind Crime Boss, Rocket City, which came out earlier this year and absolutely fucking sucked. he also did the music for Monolisk, which was a mobile release, and Hero of Many. He also did the music for Mafia 2.
Okay.
And a couple other things as well, but not anything that I'm really familiar with.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
He's done a few things.
He's a composer and producer working for 2K Czech, it looks like.
Yeah.
He does. Joined the company 2K, in 2006, and that's what he's been doing. I guess I would say Mafia 2 is like his biggest, most well-known.
If we had to
game,
pick one,
so.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But this was good. It's good stuff.
I liked it. Good way to start the show. Fun. I liked it.
You know, since the whole point of all this was to extend the creepy season, what do you say? You want to go ahead and jump into your first creepy block?
Yeah, let's do that. So we will begin this one. So of the six that exist in my like main two blocks of the show, this one has like an unsettling vibe to it, but it's not as creepy as some of the other stuff I brought. It's more unsettling than creepy.
Okay.
But we'll begin this one with a series that I do adore. Let's take a listen to Shinjuku Hygienic Hospital from Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne. This released on October 12th, 2004, and it was composed by Shoji Meguro, Toshiko Tasaki, and Kenichi Tsuchiya. Coming up next, we're going to take a listen to Hospital Battle from Fear 2 Project Origin. This released on February 10th, 2009, and it was composed by Nathan Grigg. We'll be right back. last up in this block, let's take a listen to Meet the Nurse from Zombie U. This released on November 18th, 2012, and it was composed by Chris Velasco. Coming back in, we are first talking about Shinjuku Hygienic Hospital, again from Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne, composed by Shoji Meguro, Toshiko Tasaki, and Kenichi Tsuchiya. I obviously am a big fan of Shin Megami, right? Like, it's what eventually fueled my love of Persona. So this is actually the only game in this block that I've played. And Nocturne is such a dark game just in general. It's one of the more darker Shin Megami Tensei games. It's such a phenomenal game. I think this track is more...
a name like Nocturne.
Yeah. And I think this track is more unsettling than creepy. And you and I both picked up on how similar it sounds to A Link to the Past piano-like melody. What was the...
Yep. Yeah, it's one of the castle themes.
Yeah, no,
I can't remember if it's Light World or Dark World.
Isn't it? It's the music that plays like in the castle, like right at the start of the game. Is it not?
Like no, that's kind of a fanfare.
It might be.
I think this is the Light World dungeon theme.
Okay. Either way, still reminds me of Link to the Past.
Very much so. I had forgotten that Shoji Meguro was already composing back on the Shin Megami games.
Oh, he's always composed for Atlas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was around for the start of Shin Megami. This was a PS2 release, being in 2003, originally in Japan, 2004 here in the States. He was definitely still there. I don't know who composed what. I mean, this does kind of sound like Shoji Meguro, but Kenichi Tsuchiya and Toshiko Tasaki also did some work on this soundtrack. There is a breakdown on the Shin Megami like fan wiki of some of the tracks, but not all of them are known who did what, and this is one that's still unknown, but it does sound like Shoji Meguro to me.
Yep. This is good stuff, man.
It's simple. So it's simple.
What's the deal? It's good. It's a good lead in track for sure.
It starts the mood. It starts
a mood settler. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it's more unsettling than anything else, but it definitely sets the tone.
The guy in the video, what's his deal? He looks interesting.
Oh, so he's basically the main character that you're playing as throughout. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's nameless. He doesn't have a name.
It's one of those RPGs.
Yeah, where, Persona. Okay. So both Shin Megami and Persona both have nameless protagonists. Some of them have quote unquote canon names, like through animes and other things, but by and large, the names have been nameless. I think Persona 5 may have been the first one that actually had a named protagonist, if I'm remembering correctly, but that one also may have been nameless and I could just be mistaken. But he's also like a demi-fiend, so that's why he looks the way that he does.
Demi-fiend. That's bitchin'. I love that.
Yeah, he's a super cool character. Like I said, this is a really fun game. Super dark in certain areas. Does some questionable things, but it's a great game, man. It's really, really fun. And again, this setting, this area, this hospital is relatively early in the game. One of the initial areas that you'll go to. It's not super spooky, but I think this track is unsettling for a reason. So,
right. Yeah, but yeah, definitely.
Super fun. And then we moved into...
I was going to say, definitely not as creepy as the next
one. Yeah, that comes to us from Fear 2, Project Origin. We listened to Hospital Battle. Again, this released on February 10th, 2009. It was composed by Nathan Grigg, who is another name, much like, you know, the guy who composed the first game we came in with. He does have more credits, but it's on some lesser known things that, you don't hear about too often outside of a few things. Now, he did do the audio work for Hogwarts Legacy, which that's cool. Also was the principal composer, whatever that means, for Mortal Kombat 1 this year.
Okay.
But I think other people I remember seeing other people compose on that game though, right? Credits for Mortal Kombat 1, music, let's see here.
Maybe that means he was like the composer, but also sort of the composing director or something. Like he was oversaw things or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Boy, they must have the credits broken down weird because I don't easily see music under, it's not listed under audio for MK1. I don't even know why I'm looking. It doesn't matter. But he also did he was credited as the advanced composer on Mortal Kombat 11, as well as the advanced composer on Middle Earth Shadow of War. Also did the music for Fear 3, senior composer. But yeah, then everything else after that, he's just listed as composer. Does he work in, there's no profile for him. I was curious if he worked in house for one of the studios, but it doesn't look like he does. This track though is very intense, right? It's a high intensity track, as you would expect from a battle that takes place in a hospital. I've not played this game, but I assume by the name of the track, Hospital Battle, yeah, this likely takes place in a hospital.
That would make sense.
Yeah, but I know Fear is a pretty spooky game. It's one that people used to talk about quite often back in the day. This game is over a decade old, released in 2009, but around that time period, people were always saying how freaking crazy and spooky this game was, so I know it's a trip. I never did play it, but I like this track. I like the way that whoever's playing the guitar, whether it's Nathan Grigg or someone else, I like how they utilize the bending of the strings and just sliding the pick along the strings to create some of those more eerier sounds we're hearing with the guitar. Super cool.
Yeah, that is super cool.
And we have a bit of
background detail.
Kid choir in there as well, a female children's choir almost, it sounds like.
Always
elevates
nice
the
have.
Spook factor.
Yep, very
yeah,
much so.
Yeah, this is a very spooky track, and I enjoyed this one. So, yeah. The last track we played in that block came to us from Zombie U. We listened to Meet the Nurse. Again, this released on November 18th, 2012. It was a launch title for the Wii U, releasing on that date. And this was, again, composed by Chris Velasco. I love when this track starts, the kids choir almost coming in, singing the distorted Ring Around the Rosie song, right, to the music box almost that's playing at the beginning. Super creepy. And then we get into just a really dope, rockin', but also creepy. Love the drums. This is sick. I think this game sucks, but this is a sick track.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I was saying that I always forget about this game. you know, it was a launch title for the Wii U that tried and failed to show what the system, you know, was supposed to be able to do. But, I mean, it was an interesting concept, like a lot of things on the Wii U were.
Sure,
just,
yeah.
It just didn't deliver. But this track, though, this track is really interesting. And like you said, we've talked about this composer a time or two before. He's pretty good.
Yeah, Chris Velasco. We just mentioned him somewhat recently. It wasn't that long ago. I don't remember what episode. Yeah, you know, yeah. I don't know what for. But I never do, but I know we talked about him not that long ago, so was
good. Yeah, I think that was on episode 300 and whatever.
Well, he composes a lot. I remember because we talked about it. He composes a lot with
Gary Scheinman. Was that it? Was it? I remember. Hold on.
I don't know. It was Sasha Desician.
God of War.
It was Sasha Desician. So
okay.
It was in one of the games that I think we were actually talking about Sasha Desician instead of Chris Velasco. And I said, oh, yeah, they always, you know, work a lot.
For some reason, when you said composers with Gary Scheinman, I remember the Masters of Hollywood episode and just thinking back to that. But
no, it wasn't that long ago. This was in the last few weeks.
It was another episode where for some reason Gary Scheinman came up as the main composer on a soundtrack, but it was actually about from somebody else. But yeah, I don't know. But that's all right. We're talking about this track, and this track is very nice. The bookends of the music box.
Yeah,
it's a very nice touch.
Super cool, and the way the music distorts back into it after playing for a couple minutes, it's really cool. It's a good soundtrack, but like I said, the game, I played it for a little bit because it was a launch title. I rented it. I knew this game was not going to be something I wanted to own, and rental stores were still a thing locally at the time of the Wii U's launch, so I didn't have to game flight or anything like that. But I did rent this and played it for, I don't know, a few hours, but quickly realized how bad that it sucked and I didn't like it. So I didn't stick with it. I never finished it.
Yeah. It's sad. But fortunately, we've all moved on to bigger and better things.
Indeed. That is true. But that's all I got for my block for the open of the show.
Yeah, I guess speaking of moving on, we can go ahead and move on to my next block.
Yeah.
Well, then starting out my first block, we're going to take a listen to Field Hospital from Front Mission, released February 24th, 1995, and composed by the Queen of EGM, Yoko Shimomura. Next up, we're going to listen to Beatus Blues, or Chapter 2, Light World, from Super Meat Boy, released October 20th, 2010, composed by Danny Baranowski. We'll be right back. Closing out my first block, we're going to listen to Hospital from Haunt the House, Terror Town, released January 9, 2013, composed by Raphael Benjamin Meyer. Back in, we are first talking about Field Hospital from Front Mission. I will say this is specifically the Wonderswan color version, which came out in 2002, but it is the same song essentially as the 1995 SNES version, which was composed by Yoko Shimomura.
Yep.
I believe she also adapted it for the Wonderswan. I know she did some work on the Wonderswan.
So. Okay, nice. Yeah, I'm not super familiar with the old Wonderswan color, so.
Yeah, it's a unique little system. I like playing stuff from it every now and then. I think it was Chocobo Racing that she composed for the Wonderswan color, and it's a pretty fun soundtrack, but yeah,
okay,
not super
nice.
Well known. But yeah, this was, I guess in retrospect, this is the common theme of this block is there is some darkness in each of these tracks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is definitely more, a little faster pace, but it's got that, there's like a almost a sadness to it. Kind of a.
I was going
to
say, one of the instruments that she's using, it's one of the ones kind of in the front, but it does, at times, there's a bit of a, almost a twang to it that makes it sound like it's crying, or at least more emotional in those segments. This is a very short track, so those segments are short.
Yeah.
But there is a bit of sadness in this track.
Yeah. It almost sounds like a synthesized theremin, that instrument you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, it could be.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the warble and some of the longer notes, but yeah. And I have, I've never played Front Mission, so I'm not sure what the Field Hospital
I know Sev
area
has,
is like.
But I've not played these games either. I know Sev has, though.
Sev, if you're listening, throw us a comment. Tell us what the Field Hospital is like in this game. But this was recently remastered, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
It's available on modern platforms now. Yeah, it came out, I think, over the summer sometime. Elements of this track also remind me of Punch-Out.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I can hear that for sure.
The training music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and the sound. And also the Wonderswan was pretty well on par with the... I'd say it was between the Game Boy and the Game Boy Advance sound-wise.
Okay.
But closer to the Game Boy, so... Which was basically on par with the NES.
Yeah.
So yeah, this the one thing I know about this series is Front Mission Gun Hazard, which was composed largely by Nobuo Uematsu, was the first soundtrack that Yasunori Mitsuda did any work on. So.
Oh, nice, very
yep,
nice.
Yep, yep. But then that moves us into a modern classic. I say modern; it's 13 years old, but still.
Yeah.
From Super Meat Boy, released October 20th, 2010. My second October track from the episode. by Danny Baranowski. This is officially called Beat Us Blues. This is the Light World Hospital level.
Beat Us Blues.
That is Beat Us Blues. That is an interesting coincidence. For a peek behind the curtain, I was actually recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
Bedroth has the Beat Us Blues.
I do. But it's completely an accident, and I'm doing okay. Everybody, I've gotten a lot of support, a lot of people saying, hey, man, hope you're doing okay. It's fine. Mine is very easily managed. So, but yeah. Speaking of, though, this track, this is gnarly, man.
Everything. Meat Boy. Yeah, I was going to say Super Meat Boy, Super Meat Boy Forever. Anything Danny Baranowski has touched, Cadence of Hyrule, it's all been sick, dude. Like, he's a great composer.
Yep, he is. He really is. I heard that there was kind of some drama between him and the developer for Super Meat Boy, which is sad.
I believe there was. I believe there was. I don't know what it was, but I believe there was something.
I feel like it's kind of similar to what happened with Mick Gordon. Just they like kind of took advantage of him and like basically stole his music and didn't really give him as much either pay or as much credits. Stuff like that. It's just they kind of did him dirty, which sucks. But you know, he's still going strong for sure. So
yeah, still out there, still releasing some dope stuff. From what's the last thing he put out? Let's take a look. Was it actually?
Yeah, take a look. He's definitely. I was hoping.
Only one. I was actually wondering that myself. Only once. He did the music for Industries of Titan, which was a PC only release. It's a city building game that came out back earlier this year on PC. So he did do the soundtrack for that. That wasn't earlier this year. No, I guess it was, but it released in early access in 2020, but it officially released this year. He's actually largely been inactive for the last couple years, which is kind of weird because he was pretty active during the 2010s.
Yeah, I wonder if he's doing okay, or if maybe he's just taking time off, or if he's working on something really big. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know. No, but he made a name for himself.
So he does work for Brace Yourself Games now. So maybe he's kind of locked with what he can do.
Yeah, maybe. No, might be worth looking into. But
Brace Yourself Games did do Cadence of Hyrule and Industries of Titan. Like, they also did Crypt of the Necrodancer, which he, you know, did the soundtrack for.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So I think he largely works in-house for them now, so he'll probably just pop up whenever their next game comes out.
Yeah. And I mean, it's good to
hear. Because
I
misspoke.
He
actually didn't do the soundtrack for Meat Boy Forever. I misspoke there. I forgot that he wasn't on that.
Okay. So yeah, actually, very similar, I think, to what happened with Mick Gordon, where they brought somebody else in to do the sequel.
Because there was a hospital track on the, sequel soundtrack, but... I always associate Danny Baranowski, so I often forget unless I check that he actually didn't do the sequel.
We haven't talked a whole lot about this particular track. It's just it's just solid. It's got it's very fitting, like we said, for the Meat Boy sound. It's got that intensity that's like, and you know you're gonna hear this over and over.
Yeah.
I'm really glad. Right. I didn't think about this, but I feel like Meat Boy really set the stage for these, precision die a thousand times platformers. And one of the things that they did is they didn't restart the music when you died.
Right. I know Kyle's game too. Freaking loved it. In this game, I played this one too. It's super sick. But yeah, no, not restarting the music, because you would have just heard the same damn 10 seconds or 15 seconds all the time.
Yeah, it was definitely a very smart choice. So I don't know if that was Danny's choice or the developer's choice, but either way, that was really good. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beat Us Blues. Beat Us Blues.
Yep. Stay tuned for Bedroth's continued Beat Us Blues.
But if I do end up having to go to a hospital, I hope it's not in a place called Terror Town.
Why not?
Well, I mean, I don't know. If this is the music that plays there, it wouldn't be too bad. This is kind of a fun, spooky sound. Talking
unsettling,
about
yeah.
Haunt the House, or Hospital from Haunt the House, Terror Town, released January 9, 2013. I don't know why I'm saying the dates all over again. But yeah, by a composer I don't know, Raphael Benjamin Meyer. And I was also not aware of this game at all. Don't really know anything about it. What about you?
Was I? Nope. I had no clue what this game was. Raphael Benjamin Meyer, I did look into him a little bit. He's got some stuff on Bandcamp. He's got some stuff listed on IMDb as well. It looks like he also does some films and TV shows, but I don't know. I think they might be German.
Okay.
Amen Salikum Frolish Wanachten.
That's actually not bad, man.
Der
Good job.
Der Bastarder der Film.
Oh man.
I mean, he's got some
this apparently...
maybe he's Swiss. He composed the music for a film called Anna in Switzerland.
Okay.
But he also did the music in terms of video games for something called Detective Grimoire, obviously Haunt the House Terrortown, which funny enough was his first thing that he ever did. Chocolate Raiders was another video game, and the last video game he composed for was something called Tangle Tower in 2019.
Okay. Well, Haunt the House Terrortown apparently is still available on Steam, iOS, and Google Play Store. This game apparently came out on the PlayStation Vita.
Yeah, this was originally a Vita release back in 2013. Yep.
Huh,
it originated on the Vita before going to PC a year later.
Another less explored system in video game podcasts in general, the Vita.
True, but very similar sound chip to just modern platforms.
So. Yeah, yes. Definitely so. Yeah. But yeah, what'd you think of this track, man?
Definitely unsettling. Like I told you, I was like, yeah, no, this, like when we're listening to it, I said this easily fits. Like it's super unsettling. The clarinets give this a definite Halloween feel to it. There are a lot of, I feel like if you turn on Halloween radio or, you know, XM's Halloween radio during the spooky season at the end of October, you hear stuff like this. So it fits quite well. No clue anything about this game, like we talked about. I don't know if this is a spooky hospital or not, but the track is definitely unsettling, so I would imagine there might be something happening there.
Yeah, it sounds like there's something, you know, suspicious or creepy going on.
Kind of reminds me of the old LucasArts games, the way those were composed, like Monkey Island.
Yes, thank you. Gosh, I had forgotten when I first heard it, I was thinking about that. I'm glad
okay.
you said that. That's,
okay.
That's totally, yes, totally accurate.
Yeah, there's some totally Peter McConnell here for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely some of that influence. Kind of a Grim Fandango type thing going on, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And for whatever reason, maybe it's the fonts. This reminded me a little bit of the more recent game, Don't Starve.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Similar font. Mm-hmm.
Giving me some of those vibes. I don't know. But yeah, cool. Never played this. Don't know anything about what it is. So... yeah, I haven't played it. I have watched somebody play quite a bit of the next one we're going to be listening to. And man, what a creepy game.
Well, I think you probably knew I was going to bring something from this franchise on this episode because...
I was pretty sure, yeah.
Almost all of the Silent Hill games do feature somewhat of a spooky hospital, but I think Silent Hill 2 definitely did it the best with their interpretation of the nurses and the way that they walked and everything. So
yep.
I definitely went to Silent Hill 2 when I was exploring this. I will say a game that doesn't show up on the playlist today that I thought would. I specifically didn't bring it because there's nothing really spooky in the franchise. But I'm actually shocked you didn't. We're not exploring any of the Trauma Center games today. I thought you would for sure bring something from that series.
I listened to a few things and I don't know why I didn't do it. I also listened to a couple of things from Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Just ended up not settling on any of those. But yeah, the Trauma Center games, that is, we do have to give a shout out to them. It's weird to have a hospital episode and not play those.
Are my favorite hospital-based games. Like, I mean, they're Atlas games, so most of them were composed by Shoji Meguro. Just would have been more Shoji on the show. But they are fantastic soundtracks and fantastic games from start to finish. I love those games. I wish they'd make more. They're great. They're phenomenal. But anyway, let's go ahead and move into our next block. We're going to kick things off by taking a listen to Nurse Piper from Silent Hill 2. This released on September 25th, 2001, and was composed by Akira Yamaoka.
Thank you. If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Coming up next, we're going to take a listen to The Bogeyman. Yes, I said that right. From Two Point Hospital, Spooky Mode. Released October 23rd, 2018. Composed by Phil French and Tom Pudyk.
It's me, the Bogeyman, here to wish you a happy Halloween.
Closing out this block, let's take a listen to BGM 23 from Corpse Party 2, Dead Patient. This released on October 23rd, 2019, composed by Mal Hamamoto.
Thank you.
Coming back in, we are first talking about Nurse Piper from Silent Hill 2, again released September 25th, 2001, and composed by, as Bedroth reminded me while listening, one of my Masters of EGM from last year, the original Masters of EGM, Akira Yamaoka.
Yeah, we've had Akira Yamaoka and Shoji Meguro on the same episode.
Indeed. Yeah. I think was Shoji one of my I think he was one of my masters, actually.
Yep. I'm almost positive that he was. Yeah. But yeah, man, I was telling you, this is so Silent Hill.
It doesn't do a whole lot,
traumatic
right?
memories.
But it's so freaking unsettling, dude. Like, it ups the creep factor to 10, if not more.
It's so intense and gets you just so on edge.
He's so good at that style and eliciting those feelings with this just, I don't know, man. It's so crazy. Like, the instruments, the sounds that he's making, it sounds otherworldly, which is perfect for something like this, because a lot of Silent Hill takes place, like, you know, in this disembodied, falling apart version of the actual place. And like I mentioned, Silent Hill 2 is the one that really just started the whole nurse craze with their wraps on their face and just their distorted bodies and the way that they walk and come after you. Dude, it's freaky still today. And I can't fucking wait for them to finish the remake of this game, dude. Like, I was expecting it to be out before the end of this year, but that was like beginning of this year. We haven't heard a damn thing about it the entire year, so there's no way it's coming this year. But hopefully it makes it next year. The remake of this is going to be so freaking good.
I hope so, man. Yeah, this game is intense. I don't really do horror games. It's just...
I do. I freaking love them.
I don't do, like, the adventure-style horror games like this and Resident Evil. I don't know why. Maybe just because they weren't available on a lot of the systems I had growing up, or when I was, you know, in high school, but I did watch a friend of mine play through pretty sure it was Silent Hill 2, and it was a traumatic experience, man. It's these are intense games.
They definitely are.
But yeah, it's really cool. Very, very appropriate for what you were going for. I think this was the sound that you were going for.
Oh yeah, no. When I said creepy hospitals or spooky hospitals, I was 100%, you know, envisioning Silent Hill. Like, I could have brought... There's enough Silent Hill game releases, I think, for me to have brought 7 hospital tracks from Silent Hill if I wanted to. But obviously, I'm not going to do that.
You know, all this talk about Silent Hill is actually... I don't know why, but it's making me wonder why I didn't do more... Or do any, like, sanitariums or insane asylums on the episode?
Yeah,
no, that would totally have fit the hospital vibe.
No, 100%,
but,
yeah.
Maybe that's an idea for the, spooky episodes for the future.
Sure, yeah.
Asylums.
See if we could figure out asylums differently from hospitals.
I'm sure we could. There's, with all the horror games and just the Batman games, you know?
Yeah, there's probably enough.
I think we'll.
Mm-hmm. There's probably enough. The middle track that we listened to in that block came to us from Two Point Hospital. This is a mode that is only available once a year during October. It's called Spooky Mode. It does have multiple O's. And we listened to The Bogeyman, not The Boogeyman, The Bogeyman. This particular content first released on October 23rd, 2018. Two Point Hospital came out as a game in August of that year. Like, the actual full release was August, let me see if I can find it, August 30th of 2018. So this first was 2 months after, which is why I said when we started the show, right, the track from Project Hospital, which released on October 30th, 2018, was literally just 2 months after Two Point Hospital came out. So they were very close to one another. This track is crazy. I don't know if it's Phil French or Tom Pudyk, the composers of this particular track, doing the voice of the bogeyman. I do know that a gentleman by the name of Mark Silk does the voice of all the other radio DJs in Two Point Hospital. And I don't know if the bogeyman is meant to be a radio DJ or not. It kind of sounds like in this track that maybe he is. And if so, that might be Mark Silk as the voice of the bogeyman, but I'm not 100% sure. I think this track is sick, dude.
I I mean, if it wasn't obvious, I adore this track. It's so cheesy and goofy and funny and good. And like I told you, I think this might be my track of show, man. It's just, it's that, this is so my style. I love it so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a feeling you would like this one. Reminds me of just, you know, some of the more playful aspects of Halloween. It's not all, I mean, this track still is spooky, right? It's in the vein of Halloween, but it's a playful spooky, and I like that.
Yeah, it reminds me of some of the
stuff. The Bogeyman.
Reminds me of some of the fun stuff from the Mario Wonder episode that we did.
For sure. Absolutely.
Like the Boo, yeah. The Boo song and stuff. Yeah, this is good stuff, though, man.
And there's a decent amount of, I think there were like 7 or 8 tracks released when this content first came out in 2018. And then the next year in 2019, they added a few additional pieces of music for the update. And I think that's the last time they've added music for the Halloween stuff. They continuously change like some of the items that are available that you can get during the Halloween season and update some of the things that you're doing. But the music hasn't changed in a few years. But what is out there if you want to check out more of this like spooky, fun, playful Halloween music from Two Point Hospital? There's quite a few other tracks out there. They're pretty good. This was just my favorite one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. And the last track we listened to in that block, I could not find titles for any of these tracks anywhere. I looked all over the place. We listened to BGM 23 from Corpse Party 2 Dead Patient. This released here in North America on October 23rd, 2019, and was composed by Mal Hamamoto. However, this game came out in Japan about 6 years before it did here in North America. So it came out over there on May 29th, 2013. And in this particular game, by the way, I love the vocals. They're super dope. But
yeah, Corpse
Party 2 Dead Patient basically takes place entirely in a hospital, as you would expect with a name like that. You play as this character who wakes up from a coma and is on an operating table in a hospital, and she has no idea why. Like, she's hooked up to, you know, the EKG machines and various tubes running all through her to various machines. She has no idea why she's there. And when you get out of that room, you basically find out what's kind of like going on here in this hospital. And you have to, much like all the other Corpse Party games that generally take place in a school, you have to escape this hospital. So you're basically just exploring this eerie setting and trying to survive, interacting with your environment, finding clues, that kind of stuff, right? So, it's a very Corpse Party style game, as you would expect, very visual novel-esque, but freaking dope, dude. I love this series. I think it's really, really good. And something about this particular track, I listened to the entire soundtrack because I knew I wanted to pick something from this game, but I didn't know what. And the fact that none of the tracks are titled didn't help me out at all, because it doesn't like limit it to specific areas or anything like that. So I have no idea what this track actually is, where it plays in the game or anything like that. Kind of sounds like it could be title music or even credit music, but it wasn't at the beginning or the end of the sound. It's literally BGM 23, kind of like smack in the middle. This game did release episodically, so maybe it was the ending of like one of the episodes, maybe that could be, or the start of another episode. That could also be it. I don't know for sure, but I love the guitar. I think that's super dope.
Yeah, man, that guitar really, really brought it home for me. I was enjoying it, but when that came in, I was like, okay, yeah, this is a Brian track.
Yeah, my tracks do sound pretty similar. They're either going to sound like this, they're going to have some sort of synthwave, chillwave, retrowave vibe to them. And that's generally what I bring. Or they're going to be somewhat emotional. Something that's usually my three go-tos.
Yep, good stuff, man. Yeah, I mean, and these three tracks, you know, it fits. It scratches all those itches, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly does. And we're still not done.
We are not done. Man, we still got a whole block left, and then the closeout, of course. And I'm excited. These three were all unexpected. Two of these games I am somewhat familiar with, and I have heard several things from. But all three of them, I didn't really expect to, I don't know, to pull anything for this particular episode, but I'm glad I found them. I think you're going to like this block.
All right.
And opening things up.
I don't think I'm familiar with two of these games. One of these games I'm familiar with in your block, obviously, but I don't know that I've heard that particular track. I probably have, because I do think I listened to that entire soundtrack talking about your middle track. But the opening and closing of this particular block, I'm not familiar with these at all.
Interesting. I mean, I've heard somebody talk about this first game on another podcast. I brought it to an episode about cats that I did with Dusk a while back. But yeah, so let's go ahead and get things started. We're first going to listen to Placebo from Nico Navy, released June 14th, 2017, composed by Fujimiya Ai. Next up, we're going to listen to On Hospital Time from That Dragon Cancer, released January 12, 2016, composed by John Hillman. closing out my last block, we're going to listen to Hospital Theme from The Last Act, released March 16, 2021, composed by Nikita Kryukov. Coming back in, let's talk about Placebo from Nico Navy, which we identified as definitely a Sev game, if ever there was
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Sev, if you're still listening, Nico Navy, you play as a side-scrolling cat. You can play as 6 different flying cats versus 10,000 soothing characters. So it's basically a bullet hell shmup. I don't know, it looks fun.
Okay, yeah. And I mean, all the tracks are like this, dude. This is a really, really nice soundtrack. It's not too long either. I listened to all of it back when I was doing the Cat episode with Dusk, and Placebo is it was identified as the hospital theme. So I don't really know much about it. I haven't actually played this game, so I don't know much about it. But I know I like this sound, dude.
Yeah, no, this is a cool sounding track. It's definitely up tempo. I don't know what it reminds me of something, but I don't quite know what it reminds me of. I like the more mellow vibe that it does elicit, because again, the track is definitely very mellow, which I think you set a tone for with this block as well. This is by far the most upbeat of the three that we listened to, but it still is more mellow. I do.
Very chill.
The part with the snare just came back in. I really do like that part as well. But
yeah, I know you like your snare drums.
Yeah, I definitely do. But I like that this track is named Placebo, and I wonder why. Obviously, the placebo effect is a real thing, right? But I want to know why this track is named Placebo.
Yeah, well, I guess you'll have to play it again or watch it
probably,
or something.
Probably won't. I'm just going to assume it was a design choice, and that's going to be enough for me to live my life.
And with a lot of these shmups, you know, they get these, like, you know, random names. I was actually, for an episode that's coming up, I was going through and listening to the Super Turrican soundtrack, and it's got all kinds of weird, weird names for the tracks. So, you know, never know. But,
are the noises in this track meant to be the cats, do you think?
Oh, maybe that digital, like,
yeah.
That's funny. I never thought about that, but I could totally hear it. I could totally hear it. I bet that's I bet that's intentional for sure.
Yeah, probably 100%. Yeah.
Like you said, this whole block is a bit more subdued. I do remember I did that on purpose after the fact,
which honestly I didn't know. I mean, I guess I probably should have known, because when I saw your middle track on the list after you submitted your picks, I should have known that, like, that was probably a slower block, but I didn't. I didn't put all of that together because I didn't know. But my closeout actually pairs well with your entire last block, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it really does, especially the last track in the block. But yeah. Yeah, I guess then let's go ahead and move on to that middle track that you've referenced a couple of times. This is maybe the most atmospheric track I have ever brought and ever will bring to BG Mania. This whole soundtrack is very subdued, very contemplative because of the subject matter. From That Dragon Cancer, this is On Hospital Time. And I know we've talked about this game before.
Yeah.
It was made by a husband and wife who lost their little boy to cancer, and it was kind of the story of them going through and their experience. And it was it made some waves when it came out. It was they got some awards for it and stuff. And this I discovered this game when I did an episode of Very Good Music, where I was looking for tracks with names based on the horoscope signs.
Yeah.
And
that's how you found
I just happened across. Yeah. And then when I realized what it was, I thought about pulling it from the show because, you know, it was kind of a gimmick idea. And I didn't want to cheapen what I had discovered this game to be by including it there. But then I thought, you know what? No, this is going to be the kind of show where sometimes we do talk about serious stuff. And so I left it in. And that was the first time we got kind of real on the show, and we came back to that feeling a few times. And I'm glad this game it's maybe the game that has had the biggest impact on me that I have never played.
Yeah, I can say I've never played this one either, but I obviously am very familiar with it, and I've seen most of this played out through either Twitch streams. Just again, I like seeking out emotional content. It's something that I do enjoy for some reason. And I like seeing others go through their journey of playing through emotional games that I enjoy or that I know I would like, because I like seeing them react to it too. So that is something that I do. That Dragon Cancer is not a game that I necessarily need to play, because it's not really a game, right? It is, but it's not. It is an exploration game. And you basically are more or less just like clicking on things and interacting with things in multiple perspectives, I think both first and third, that just go through this boy, I think his name was Joel, like his diagnosis of cancer and up through basically the end, right? And they started working on this game while he was still alive, not really knowing what was going to happen. And then when he did die, like, they kind of reworked the game a little bit to make it a memorial to him. So it's not a game that, again, I feel like I need to play. It's one that I just want to experience, and I can experience it through others, which I have largely done. And it is super emotional.
Yeah, with this kind of game.
Yeah.
Especially, that's easy to do.
Yeah, it's super really emotional. I really like what they did here with this, right? And pouring everything into this story, not only to tell the story, but to memorialize and to allow that memory and that story to live on in this digital medium of video games. I like when developers, when someone does pass away, whether it's someone on the team or just a pivotal person in the community. Warcraft actually is pretty, Blizzard in particular, are pretty good about memorializing either devs or certain players that pass eventually, like in game through certain monuments or just named NPCs in future expansions. They're really good at that. And I like when developers have that human touch.
It is really nice, especially when it's, you know, one of the big developers like that. And this track, I feel like it conveys so well the that feeling of being in a hospital and just, like, you know, feeling helpless, just waiting, like just not being able to
just
do anything
waiting.
And the time just passes because you also, like, you can't make yourself go anywhere because it's like, what if I leave and then something happens? And so you just stay and time just kind of creeps by. And this track, it conveys that so well.
Yeah, agreed 100%. Absolutely.
And then that takes us into one that's a little bit more hopeful, still very subdued, but there's a really stark beauty to this last track that's I just had to bring it. Just really beautiful piano. This is Hospital Theme from another game that I had never heard of before I started researching. The Last Act came out a couple of years ago in 2021, and by a composer I've not heard of, Nikita Kryukov.
Yeah,
another Eastern European or Russian composer.
I am familiar somewhat. Like, I'd heard of this game. I remember seeing things on it because it is like a romance visual novel, and you know, Jessica was into those games when we were together, so anytime one of those games would pop up on the radar, I would usually write it down so I wouldn't forget and put it on my list of like things to keep an eye on for her when they would be coming out. So I'm familiar with this game. It never did play it though. I think it's all right, but I don't think it really caught on. It is just a standard dating visual novel type thing. But yeah.
Okay. I was able to find a little about Nikita Kryukov. He apparently is also a developer. He is Russian, but he is apparently also a developer. He is the mind behind the games Milk Inside a Bag of Milk Inside a Bag of Milk and Milk Outside a Bag of Milk Outside a Bag of Milk. Which I have heard
names.
Of only because of their crazy names.
Yeah. Interesting names.
But yeah, he, and on itch.io, he has a page where he describes himself as a musician and visual novel writer.
There you go. Yeah. Wonder if he wrote this game then too. Yeah.
I don't know. It's very possible. Looks like he has some experience there. So yeah. Okay. Oh, it's here. IGN. Check out this list of Nikita Kryukov games. Let's see. But I really, really like this, man. I told you it kind of reminds
a nice
me
track.
Of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, reminds me of the cold area of Xenoblade Chronicles, whatever, the mountain area.
It has an icy feel to it. Yeah, no, it has a very icy feel to it. And even, like, you know, the art of the soundtrack title being this blue hues, right? It's just basically blue giving off that icy feel as well. I think it fits with what it's trying to portray. I don't know that, like, this jumps out to me as, like, a hospital track. It honestly doesn't. But it's cool that it's used as a hospital theme in the game.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, hospitals can be, you know, kind of cold.
I guess they can be.
And
yeah.
Stark.
Sure. Bodies
places,
are cold when they're dead.
Well, and like if you've had to stay overnight in a hospital.
Oh, that's what
and,
you meant. Okay.
Yeah, it's...
All right. We're not,
but yes,
we're not
that
getting,
too.
We're not
that
getting
too.
Morbid. All right, I guess that's fine.
You go... I mean, you know, hospitals do have morgues.
They do.
So yeah. It does not look like he's the developer behind any other games besides the Milk games.
Okay.
But yeah. So This was my last block, and yeah, you were definitely right that it goes with your closeout track, which I know we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah. So, shall we talk
fun
about
episode,
it?
Dude.
Okay. Some do good. You want to talk about it now or?
Sure. I mean, I guess I mentioned it, so yeah.
All right, we'll get into it. Let's go ahead and we will listen to a track by the name of The Hospital Room from Dreamfall, The Longest Journey, which is part of a trilogy of games. Dreamfall was the second of the games. There was a, I think it was called The Longest Journey. Yeah, it came out. I had to find it for a second, but it released in 2000 here in North America. Just called The Longest Journey, was basically a point-and-click game that started the story of what Dreamfall, or this trilogy, tends to tell. And these games are critically received pretty well. The first game in particular sitting at a 91 on Metacritic. I think that might be the highest of all three of them. But Dreamfall, The Longest Journey, the second game, came out in 2006. That one's sitting at a 75 on Metacritic. So not great, but not terrible. And then the third game, the last one to release, was also episodic, called Dreamfall Chapters. It came out in six, I think, sections. And that one hovers around the 70s, mid-70s as well, depending on which version you look at. So the games are decent. I really enjoy them. I've not played the third, but I have played the first two. The third one came out, started releasing in 2014, and I think finished releasing in 2016. Like, it was released every couple months over the span of a few years, the episodes. But I really enjoy the first two games, and specifically the second, I think, might be my favorite of what I've played. So Dreamfall, The Longest Journey, starts with this track. This is the opening music you hear in the game after, like, the title theme and the game loads. Like, it starts out with the character that you play as in the game. Her name is Zoe Castillo, I think was her last name. But she is laying in a hospital bed, and she's narrating to you, like, the intro to the story and introducing herself and introducing her dad, who is sitting next to her hospital bed, and she lets you know that she's in a coma. And she's like, you know, I don't really know if you could hear me. I guess how I'm talking to you right now would be described as one of those, like, out-of-body experiences or whatever. And through the ability to talk to you, even though she is in this coma in this hospital room, she wants someone to be able to hear her because she needs to retell the events of what led up to her being in the coma, because it could be the only thing that, like, saves this version of the world type of a thing. And you go about playing through the flashbacks as she tells them to you while she's in the coma. And I think just the concept behind the game and the way it was handled, I thought it was really good, and it tells a good story. And the soundtrack is dope.
Yeah, I mean, if this is very, very good music. I was going to say this is very skilled composition here, and, you know, super evocative. I was intrigued, so I'm glad you explained why, you know, the woman in front on the picture is dressed so differently from the other two.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm glad you explained. But yeah, this is really good stuff, man. I was not aware of the series at all, so I'll have to look into some of this music.
Yeah, no, it's good. And the vocalist we'll hear in this particular track is a woman by the name of Vivi Christensen. There's some beautiful, like, chanting vocals that exist in this track as we close out. I really like it. Gives me goosebumps. And I think the reason that I chose to put this as my closeout, again, it's the only one that I feel like isn't really fitting of the rest of the tracks that I brought and the theme that I was going for. So I stuck it at the end, but I also feel like it eludes or portrays, because she's in this coma, right? And she's telling you her story and she's trying to still fix things. I feel like the best way to end this episode where we're talking about hospitals is on a little bit of hope. So that's what I went to do. So
very cool, man. Very cool. And a really nice way to end the show. I think that's especially our last two tracks, I think, lead us into November really, really nicely.
Yeah. Good lead in for a fun month we have coming up.
Yeah, we do have fun. I was going to say, actually, it's funny you say that. November, to me, is kind of a somber month. I don't really know why. Maybe because it starts to kind of get darker and colder.
Sure. It snowed in here in Ohio the other day, actually, for the first time. We already got our first snowfall.
That's,
It didn't stick.
That's crazy.
But it did snow. Yeah. There was like a dusting on the ground.
Man, that's crazy. And I mean, Thanksgiving, you know, that's a, it's a, it's both good and also can be kind of bittersweet, especially as some of the relatives start to get a little older. Cause you start to wonder how many more Thanksgivings you got. Man, I didn't expect to go that dark, but not necessarily, I don't wonder how many more I have, but like how many more with some of Tasha's older relatives and stuff. And so
pluck another feather off the turkey, Barb. We got one less year to go.
Yep, absolutely. But yeah, I will say that for our next episode, I don't think any of the tracks I have picked, because weirdly, I already have all my tracks picked for next episode. None of them are like these two. They're much more, much more fun. So
sure.
And we do have a fun month coming up.
As you would expect.
We got a little bit of a, I guess the only thing I'll tease is a little bit of a crossover coming up.
Yeah, got a fun
game
fun
I'm very
crossover.
Excited to talk about.
Yep, fun crossover for a game at the end of this month. We got a couple fun themed episodes. And then,
Kyle
and I
I've been
will
really
be
interested to get into.
Hopefully.
Kyle and you,
hopefully getting into a big game that we haven't talked about yet here on the show next week. So that'll be fun too.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yep.
All right.
Anything to,
well, is that going
to
do it?
For me, yeah. What about for you? Anything to plug before we get out of here?
Nope. I mean, right. I've mentioned Shoot Kapow a couple of times. go check out Shoot Kapow on YouTube. She did drop a couple more episodes this week. She's on kind of a Pokemon kick right now, but go give her some support, and that's about it.
All right. Well, that being said, then, that will unfortunately bring us to the close of the show for this week and the official end of the spooky season. Now we are done with the spooks and the creeps, and there'll still be stuff mixed in here and there in terms of season for another year, yes, but you'll still get it here and there in certain themed episodes and radio hours and stuff, because you always do. But we'll be back next October with another fun I can't wait for next October already. We have some really good themed episodes this coming up year. It's gonna be fun. But anyway, we want to thank you for sticking with us listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible of course by rpgera.com. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of the episode, we're going to be taking a listen to The Hospital Room from Dreamfall, The Longest Journey. This released on April 17th, 2006. It was composed by Leon Willett, and it features Vivi Christensen on vocals. Keep the music playing and keep it loud.